The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing pretty good, how are you?
First Sunday morning, not too bad. You know, it's my only day off, but I can live with it as long as I'm podcasting.
Okay.
Getting my...
Getting your podcast on.
Get my podcast mojo on.
Get your groove on.
So you're like in the middle. You're in the middle of something.
Oh, right. I'm in the middle of it. Yeah, constantly in the middle of something.
But I mean, like right now.
Yeah, there's a million things going on. I'm in the middle of finishing with the tease website .ca, and not necessarily a website, but it's a page where, well, we're going to be hosting the video tonight. Midnight gets released. It's official. The press release went out and everything. So, Heartless World premiere music video.
Awesome. The night before
Christmas. Went all through the. Oh, sorry.
Force Awakens premiering what? Tomorrow. You can't want that.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars fan? No.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, Force Awakens.
You know what? No, not necessarily a huge. I mean, I thought it was all right, but I mean, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan.
Not a sci-fi.
Not like, yeah, yet. No, not really like, you know, I don't have a lightsaber in my closet or what have you.
Okay, so that tells us right there. You're not supposed to talk about the lightsaber in the closet, but since you brought it up.
I got other things in my closet. Skeletons all over the place.
I got clues in my closet.
So when does that, are they doing something special?
Well, it's premiering, it like, every theater is probably doing something special.
But not a special time or anything like, hey, midnight theater, woohoo. Hey.
But the tease video is going to be up at midnight.
Midnight. Tease video will be live on the website.
That's because it's so a 9 p.m. on the West Coast.
I have no idea about any coast.
You don't have no idea about any coast?
The only coast I know is coast to coast. AM.com.
And you're right on the coast.
Yeah, okay. The coast of the Detroit River.
Yeah. And it's a international.
It's not even coast. Our river. It's the Detroit River. So that's going on, and I have my audiobook client is here from Carson City, so that's a craziness going on as well.
Carson City is where?
Carson City, Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's busy.
All right.
Just say the least. And something else going on, too, right now that's crazy, and I'm just drawing a blank on that one.
Some
other big thing going on right now. Oh no, it just ended for me. It was getting the Steel Panther video up online.
Right. That's the South Detroit Soundhouse.com.
Yes.
It is a .com.
It is .com. All right. And we just interviewed Steel Panther.
Steel Panther, for people who don't know who Steel Panther is.
A hilarious LA band. They're a glam metal band.
Right.
And they're just like comical.
Do they take themselves seriously or their music seriously? Is it like a Spinal Tap?
I think
kind
they
of
do
thing?
To a point.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they're very outspoken and funny, and they're comedians, man. They're just hilarious. They should do stand up, honestly. And if you watch a lot of their videos online and stuff, they're just like absolutely hilarious. They're very funny guys.
And they look the metal part, though.
They look the metal part, the sure.
Glam metal, not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their hair isn't huge, though, is it?
Their hair is, yeah, for the most part, it is huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think it's wigs anyway. I mean, I've seen stuff online of them that says without their wigs and, you know what I mean, kind of thing.
Oh,
except the singer. He's got real hair. But I mean, because they got crazy glam hair and the rep and their, or what do you call it? Not their persona, I guess. Not reputation, but there's another word there. I'm not thinking about the way they portray the band thing, you know, it's like so over the top metal, Spinal Tap-ish sort of.
I love it.
It's funny. Like, check out some of the videos online for sure. Like 10 funniest moments of Steel Panther or something. They're really, really funny. You'll like it.
Cool.
But they're good. They are really good. They're
good musicians, you mean?
Good musicians. They do a lot of covers, like when they play live, and they have a lot of guests all the time. Like Quiet Riot and Pink and I don't know. I just can't even think of all the people they've played with. Like everybody plays with these guys. Like comes up on stage and stuff like that.
So the interview was fun.
The interview was hilarious. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. They were really cool and real approachable and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're just like pretty down to earth and well, sort of. I mean, they're over the top crazy.
Yeah.
But still, they're like right with you all the time. Like it's and they take over and everything too for the most part. But it's had to reel them in a couple times. But
that's okay. So it was a much different experience than interviewing Scott Weiland.
Yeah, very much so. And Scott, by the way, had played with him, and they talk about that in the interview.
Steel Panther played with Scott?
Scott played with Steel Panther, and they talk about that a little bit. It was pretty funny.
Awesome. So, yeah, go check that out. SouthDetroitSoundhouse.com. And we're back.
Got some news for us? What's happening in the world today?
Well, I don't know, but if you knew about the nominations for the Rock Hall of Fame.
Some people, who doesn't?
Well, there's people who just think that that stuff's just a bunch of bunk, doesn't really do much. But I think there is some prestige involved in being inducted. However, a lot of the inductees feel that the fact that certain bands were not worthy, or it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they want to take it more literally. So there's a lot of bands in there that aren't rock per se. But anyway, this year's induction: Cheap Trick, awesome band, love them. Chicago, Deep Purple, who we're going to be hearing some of today, and Steve Miller are all joining the Rock Hall of Fame.
Right on.
Yeah. So,
all right. When we come back, today's show topic is Let Out of the Bag.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back. Okay. We could have did that in stereo. I don't mind.
We did. If I pan them out left and right.
Right.
Right, so, no, left. So what are we talking about today? Well, we did let the cat out of the bag last week.
But. Yeah, we've let the folks know who listened to the show last week.
Oh, I think you got a message. Go on.
There's people who could be listening to this show that this is the first time.
Okay, yeah. First time ever. Sure.
First time listening to this show.
We get new listeners all the time from all over the world.
I know. I go to
it's crazy.
Oh,
there's another one. They're all on the chat. The morning show chat.
And if you want to get on the morning show chat, tell the folks how they do it.
You just go and you're in.
Oh, no, that's not how you do anything. There is no chat. I wish there was.
Well, there should be, certainly. Well, there's bigger things coming in 2016 for us. Who knows?
That's right.
Maybe it'll be all be about the chat.
Like I could fire up Periscope right now and tell people that we're... And then people would
Periscope.
Follow. Periscope. You're not familiar with Periscope?
I know what a Periscope is.
A Periscope!
Yeah. Deep, deep. That was with Leslie Nielsen, wasn't it? A Periscope. Or was it Martin, Steve Martin? A Periscope.
That's a porn movie, wasn't it?
No.
No.
That was Up Your Periscope.
Anyway, this week we're going to be talking about bands.
Not much, though.
No, we're not talking too
much. Well, we got to play a lot of music today.
Yeah, because here's the deal. We're talking about bands that, for whatever reason, changed the original singer. So there was a singer, and either they were really popular, and then when they got the new singer, they were just as popular, or even more popular, and there's versions of bands that many fans have loyalties to. So
here's the first one, Van Halen.
Van Halen. So there's actually three singers in Van Halen.
What? Gene Simmons?
No.
Okay.
They made an album called Van Halen 3, which is the third version of the band. And who was the singer?
Oh, it was some...
Gary Cherone from Extreme.
Oh, that's right. Right.
So, but we're not including him.
No.
It's
the David Lee Roth,
Sammy Hagar
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to a tune with David Lee Roth and back to back with something from
Sammy Hagar.
With Sammy Hagar. Here we go. Well, my baby, she don't want me around. She said she's tired of watching me fall down.
But I like that bottle better than the rest. And she said, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. Well, I think that you're headed for a whole lot of trouble. If you take your whiskey. With that liquor in the nighttime, leaves strange memories. Seems a lifetime since yesterday. Come the daybreak, hey, come tomorrow. That woman's waited up all night for me again. Oh, she said, well, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. All right. Everybody takes me, leaves halfway to the label. Before I can even make it through the night. Well, I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, yeah. I think that you're in for a whole lot of trouble. We'll be right back.
There's some crazy pound cake from...
Isn't that a porno flick?
Pound cake?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Pound cake.
Baby.
All right. So, yeah.
So, it was a band that enjoyed huge success with their original singer.
And with Hagar.
And
a lot of people liked it more with Hagar.
Yeah.
And then later on, when Roth came back, like not that long ago, actually, he came back and did a couple songs. Remember? They did like a best of thing or of some kind, a greatest hits.
They came out with the greatest
hits.
And
he did two songs on it.
Yeah.
Roth, like new songs.
New songs.
And it was great. But then he came back recently and everybody's like, oh my God, he can't sing anymore.
He can't sing anymore, unfortunately.
I still think it's great. Love David Lee Roth.
Well, of course. You got to love him.
Yeah.
Did you see that there was like a really bad early video of them playing somewhere and they're just lip syncing? And it's just a horrible job of lip syncing.
Oh, wow. No,
so they're just doing a prancing around thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just pretending to play. And they like it's like they had a buzz on it or they just thought it was a big joke and they're not really caring what they look like. Or, you know, there's vocals happening and nobody's standing in front of a microphone kind of thing.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad. I don't know why they do that. I mean, they're...
I think they were really young and I don't think they were popular back then.
Yeah, but why would you be lip syncing at that time? That's all the more reason to be, you know. Well, let's move on to another band, Deep Purple. Because Deep Purple had Ian Gillan and then David Coverdale, which was really, I mean, sort of the two big singers for them. But, I mean, they had success before that with Evans and Simper. They changed bass players every time they changed singers.
Yeah.
So, it's like they had, in the early days, they had some mediocre popularity, but Hush was a big tune for Deep Purple.
One of the first, yeah.
And Kentucky Woman. Which was, wasn't it originally, what's his name?
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, yeah. And so we're going to play songs from all those eras. Hush, and then Woman from Tokyo, and Burn.
And that Burn is with David Coverdale.
With David Coverdale.
Who also was singing with Glenn Hughes on a lot of that stuff. Glenn Hughes is an amazing vocalist.
Right, Hughes is a good singer too. Like, I mean, I don't know. He was okay for some things, and I don't really like his voice that much. He's very... soulful guy, maybe, but he's got that real high pitch. Gillanish, though. He could scream.
He could scream, that's for sure.
Hush on the Morning Show.
something could go terribly wrong, but not today. We're back, and that was a triple play from one of my favorite bands, Deep Purple. I loved all three of those singers.
Yeah, they're all great.
Yeah, this is basically where Coverdale kind of cut his teeth, as it were.
Rod Evans is great, too. The first three Deep Purple albums, awesome stuff.
Yeah, I find that it redefined heavy with what's his name, John Lord on keyboards. Mm-hmm. It really added a layer, but still was heavy. I love that. I'm not sure what the deal was with that. If it was the drumming, Roger Glover's bass playing, I'm not sure. But it's where I thought a definite start of heavy rock and roll was, for sure. And then, yeah, Coverdale.
And moving right along, AC/DC. So Bon Scott and
Brian Johnson. They're both, Bon Scott and Malcolm and Angus.
Bon, Malcolm.
They're all Australian.
Might.
But they got, I'm not exactly sure how they got Brian Johnson. I heard the story before.
Brian Johnson's Welsh, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe he's from the British Isles, I know.
He kind of reminds me of the other big Welsh guy. Why, Delilah?
Tom Jones.
Yeah, kind of looks like him, the curly hair. Like, you could actually swap those guys. He's got a powerful, little bit different voice, but...
Oh, yeah.
Brian Johnson has like a Cinderella guy voice, sort of a little bit, too. You know that band, Cinderella?
Yeah, yeah. There's some same qualities in the timbre of their voice.
Which also had guys that played with Steel Panther, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That makes a lot of sense.
Like, just a live situation. But anyway.
Brian Johnson, though, he... his voice is you for the regular guy to actually sing that way for a whole show is,
well, sing that way, but that's natural for him, probably. Like, he's not just making that up.
Well, he's got it's like his own kind of falsetto. It's only his own thing that he does.
Yeah, but I think I think it's natural for him. I mean, that's got to be the way he sings, unless.
Well,
I don't think he's just doing
it. And in one of those shows, about three quarters, you could tell. He's had enough for the night, basically. You know, he was really backing off on a lot of those high notes because it's insane.
Well, I'd like to hear some of the people with outstandingly different voices like his sing normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to hear that. Like, the biggest thing that comes to mind for me was the band Venom through the 80s. Crazy cool band. Bass player sang three-piece, and it was like satanic metal. And he sang like, you know, super heavy. Right. And then later he came out with some solo albums and he sang normal on them. Amazing voice, man. I was like blown away. I'm like, wow, I just can't even believe it's the same dude.
Right, right.
Like, wow, kind of thing.
Check it out, Venom.
Yeah, so AC/DC, and they had two singers, by the way. I think only two as well.
Like, I'm not sure what you're saying.
Venom at some point got a different bass player singer.
Oh, I see.
I didn't keep up as much with the later stuff. But anyway, AC/DC, Bon Scott, Whole Lotta Rosie, and Brian Johnson doing Rising Power. Heavy tune.
Oh,
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about two singer bands on the show.
Right.
Which are bands that had two singers and primarily, like, continuous. Not like a band finished the singer, blah, 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 and then years later they came out with a new guy or something. Like, it's not really the same sort of. Rainbow, they went through, they had Dio.
Yeah.
They went through a number of singers, though.
Did they really?
But continuing on, yeah. Jolynn Turner.
Jolynn Turner sang with Rainbow, right, yeah. And
a couple other people, too, I think.
Graham Bonnet.
But Graham Bonnet, and there's somebody else, too, I think, that sang with them for a little bit, and I can't recall who it was. Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, so they got the singer from Linkin Park, Chester.
Oh, did they have somebody else too then? Because I want to recall them having somebody else as well after.
After Scott left?
Yeah.
That's the only other singer I knew that was in the band.
Okay.
Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent,
well,
yeah.
Ted Nugent kind of sang all along too, but he had Brad Whitford, or sorry, St. Holmes.
Derek St. Holmes.
I'm thinking of the Whitford St. Holmes band.
Right.
And Whitford is the drummer from
guitar player from
Aerosmith. I think he's from Aerosmith. I can really get mixed up now, losing track of these 70s bands.
Yeah, I wish I would.
Brad Whitford, right? Yeah. Who's the drummer in Aerosmith then?
Craig.
No, it's not Craig. Isn't it Brad Whitford?
No.
Oh, he was the rhythm player, right? Yeah.
Kramer, Joy Kramer.
Oh, right. I can picture the guy, but I can't him. And so Ted Nugent, so St. Holmes, and who else was
no
it?
No, St. Holmes. Derek St. Holmes. Yeah, yeah. And then they also had Meatloaf sang on an album, Dog Eat Dog.
Who? Oh, Meatloaf, right, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, but yeah, singing a couple tunes. And St. Holmes was on there too, though, on that album.
Yes,
Meatloaf only sang a couple songs, and Nugent sang songs. And
St. Yeah. Holmes, that's right.
So
yeah.
He's gone through
then there was
a couple
things. The Little Miss Dangerous album, which he introduced.
The guy and the Draw the Line.
Yeah, that's the guy.
All that stuff. Who was he? Was it the Babies guy?
The who?
From the Babies? The singer from the Babies?
No.
Okay, I can't remember the guy's name that was on those albums, but...
But he ended up being the singer in the new Bad Company as well.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So okay. There's another band.
Bad Company, yeah. Yeah.
Same guy we're talking about, Ted Nugent and Bad Company.
And you have Genesis on your list here and Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so that was kind of, they're kind of in the same boat. Genesis, before Phil Collins started singing, was Peter Gabriel. They had The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, and that's where Peter Gabriel.
That whole rat hole.
Yeah, it was very progressive music for sure. And then, who did you just mention? Oh, yeah, Pink Floyd. The person who started Pink Floyd was Syd Barrett. I don't know if anybody knows that or not, but he started it, and he wrote most of the songs, did all the singing. And once he left, or he didn't leave, he just got too stoned. He supposedly was like comatose on stage, didn't even move sometimes. And so then they got a new guitar player, and Roger and Dave Gilmour basically took over and created some of the best rock and roll two singer songs around. Stuff that you would.
Uriah Heep went through a few different singers too, and their new singers put out lots of albums with them afterwards. You know, not really big like. You know, like they were, like the stuff that they were doing with Byron, but that's another band that went through a few different singers.
What about Judas Priest?
Judas Priest. Oh, yeah, just for a little stint, they got Ripper. Ripper Jones.
Yes, who I ended up seeing. I saw him sing with Yngwie.
Or Owen. What was his name? I want to say Owen
Ripper
Jones.
Ripper Owens.
Oh, Ripper Owens. Okay. What's Jones then? I'm thinking of Owen Jones from the newspaper. Owen Jones
from the Windsor Star. Star.
Yeah. Who's a musician, by the way, right? Drummer. Isn't he? Owen Jones?
How would I know that?
Plays at the blues place all the time and stuff, no?
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Not familiar with that
I'm
at
pretty
all.
Sure. Okay, so the last band that we have on the list, and we're done. We're out of time.
Are we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and I are out of time. Not out of time for some music, but...
what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to have singer-drummers.
Drummer-singers.
Drummer-singers? It all depends on what comes first. The chicken or the egg? Were they a singer that played drums or a drummer that played singers?
Or were they a drummer that came from
that
an egg?
That played singers. All right. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about next week. Drummers that sing. lead singers.
Yeah, so obviously...
Exciter.
Phil Collins is going to be in there.
Is he? Does he have to be?
It's quiet.
Okay, so we're going to leave you with some Black Sabbath on the show, and we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
For more Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.